Once your kids' accounts are set up, the first thing you need to do is go through the privacy settings. In private by default networks like Facebook, only people you've accepted as friends can see your posts, which makes it really important to make good decisions when you get friend requests. Almost all of these networks let you change the default settings so that your posts are more or less private. Many social network apps also let you choose a different privacy setting for each post, so you can make it fully public or control which friends see it. In public, by default sites, like Twitter and Instagram, your posts are seen by anyone who follows you, and you don't have to approve those people. Many of these sites also allow you to set your account to private or protected, which means only people you have approved can see your posts. If you don't have a private or protected profile, anyone can see your profile and follow you. When you do perceive a threat or danger, your body reacts, and if you don't choose fight or flight, you can end up frozen in your emotional state. This can have a negative effect on all aspects of your health. It is important to take care of your physical well-being, especially during stressful times. The most direct way to manage stress is by simulating the fight or flight that your body and mind has been preparing for. This literally burns up the adrenaline and cortisol that you produce and leaves you able to relax and recharge afterward. Many studies have historically shown the long-term benefits of staying fit. This benefit also accrues to the healthy functioning of your mind. Excess cortisol in particular can damage brain nerves and compromise our ability to think properly. Human beings have feelings and emotions that are born to be expressed. If you keep your feelings bottled up inside, you risk even more stress and consequences. It is helpful to vent with someone who cares to deal with the emotions in order to move on. We'll reinforce the value of the Employee Family Assistance Program in a moment. As always, you need to take every step to keep the workplace safe. You don't compromise safety for any reason. Bring safety concerns to the attention of your manager. As it says on the slide, every employee has a responsibility for creating and maintaining a safe and respectful workplace. We are all essential to this process, and reporting inappropriate or abusive behavior to your manager or human resources is important. So how will we approach the situation when we don't have safety concerns, but we do have some concern? Sometimes we worry about a coworker's health or personal situation. Our compassion and caring for that person may trigger a desire to do or say something to help. We'll talk in a minute about how we might approach the person to communicate our willingness to be supportive. If you have observed behavior that concerns you, remember that you can get coaching on how to handle the situation from a variety of sources. The Employee and Family Assistance Program provides confidential, expert coaching. Let's return to the topic of approaching a coworker directly when you are concerned. What will keep your intention to support your coworker in the forefront? How do you keep from being perceived negatively?